Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A teenager murdered on the streets of Jamaica, Queens. Talisha Cuffey stabbed to death. She was from Long Island City. Steve Burns has more.
Detectives have been seen shining their flashlights across lawns and bushes here, searching for anything that might help them understand what happened in this otherwise calm, quiet block in Jamaica. The NYPD says they got the call just before 10 Friday night, with the Post reporting the caller, a homeowner on the block, hearing a woman screaming on the sidewalk. Police got here and found her drenched in blood with two stab wounds to her chest. She was taken to Jamaica Hospital and pronounced dead. The Daily News reports the woman wasn't carrying identification and neighbors didn't recognize her either. But several hours later, the NYPD says they figured out who she is. 17-year-old Talisha Cuffey. She lived in Long Island City. In Jamaica, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
The suspect's still at large. Six gunshots at a high school football game in South Jersey. You can hear panicked fans and players trying to escape with their lives. A man and two boys were wounded. Now five people are under arrest. One's charged with attempted murder. Here's the Pleasantville, New Jersey Police Chief Sean Regan.
I can tell you at this time that we have two victims who are seriously injured, but they are alive as of this moment. And we're doing everything that we can to make sure that their families and that them are getting the medical care that they need.
So we have a 27-year-old man hospitalized in stable condition. He will be undergoing surgery. A 10-year-old boy is in critical condition. A 15-year-old boy was treated for a graze wound. All happened last night at a high school football game in Pleasantville, New Jersey. They were playing Camden when the gun was fired. This was about 8:30 during the third quarter of the playoff between the Panthers and the Greyhounds. One person's charged with three counts of attempted murder, four others under arrest. An off-duty New York City police officer killed in a car wreck on the FDR early this morning. The unnamed 25-year-old officer was driving on the FDR when he hit a guardrail at 23rd Street. He also hit a steel pedestrian bridge. Three passengers in the car also seriously injured. And two correctional officers reportedly turned down a plea deal in connection with Jeffrey Epstein's suicide while he was incarcerated. Christy Kalishian has this.
The two correctional officers rejected that plea deal from federal prosecutors, and sources close to the case report that they could be charged in connection with Jeffrey Epstein's suicide next week.
For criminal justice reform, this is a big victory. 99% of the time, when an inmate dies in jail, no one is held responsible.
Laura Goldman, a journalist and friend of Isabel Maxwell, sister of Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell, says it's a powerful move in the Epstein case. When asked about her thoughts on the proposed compensation fund from Epstein's estate for his accusers, she just said she's curious as to how that $577 million will be split up.
I would hope that all the victims would band together and want fairness for everybody.
The compensation fund still needs approval from the U.S. Virgin Islands Superior Court. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's get the forecast now. Find out if it's ever going to warm up. Here's our meteorologist, Danielle Niddle.
Well, Joe, we do it the way that looks like here a few days before we see those temperatures beginning to moderate here once again for the area and reaching that 50-degree mark. This afternoon, bright sunshine, but certainly ineffective sunshine at that with a high of 42 degrees. Feeling some pretty gusty winds out there. Those winds gusting around 25 miles an hour or so. So that's keeping wind chills mostly in the 20s and low 30s for the afternoon hours. Tonight, partly cloudy. Staying brisk or low 30 degrees in the city into the low 20s in the colder outlying areas. Tomorrow, a windy day, some sunshine early, but that'll give way to clouds, high 44. Some rain is likely later on tomorrow night, and then occasional rain will linger into Monday, remaining windy and on the chilly side, the high for Monday, 46. For Tuesday, more clouds than sunshine, still a bit of a breeze, but we'll be nearing 50 degrees. And then on Wednesday, clouds and sun with a high of 51.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.